it was actually going to happen. It all kind of came together pretty last minute, but I flew out to Toronto over the weekend and I was speaking at the Optimism Cafe. So Maxwell House Coffee, if you watch TV and you've seen their commercials, they have this campaign for optimism going on, and they opened an Optimism Cafe in the Beaches area of Toronto, and it's open all through the month of July, and they're giving away free coffee to everyone who walks through the door, and they asked me to come and speak, so I did, and it was a whirlwind weekend. I'm still recovering from the flying and the everything, and it was really exciting and lots of fun. And if you want to see a little clips of my talk that I did, you can go follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/spiritualshow, or you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MarieBenard, and you can also find out more information all the time about all of these shows here at Synchronicity at my website, spiritualshow.com. So without further ado, let's bring up Jennifer Scott. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. I'm looking forward to this interview.
Yes. So you wrote your book, That's the Spirit, and before you wrote the book, you were a radio host, you were a singer, mm-hmm. And then you fell into a dark place in your life. So what led up to that dark place, and what helped you get out of it?
Yeah, it was a really dark place. I was playing piano and singing in clubs in New York City, loved it. But I never made the transition to the digital music. I played acoustic piano. And as much as I enjoyed this and my audiences enjoyed it, they did not like my music after a certain point. They wanted to hear the new music. So I knew that that part of my career was over. And in addition to that, I was evicted from my beloved apartment in Greenwich Village. The owner owned four buildings. He died, the son took over, and he evicted all of us in the four buildings. So there I was without a job, without a way to earn money, because I knew that I had to make that transition, and I knew that my music career was really over. Didn't know where I'd be living, didn't have a boyfriend, and I'm just desperate. And I was in my apartment in the village, and I just hysterically got on my knees and begged God to help me. And what I think is significant is I had never talked to God before. I wasn't in any way religious. I'm still not religious, but that's what came out of me, and I think we're all wired to ask God for help when we're as desperate as I was. And that was the beginning of connecting to spirit. It's as if a curtain lifted off the person I thought I was, and this glorious feeling came over me, and I saw colors and heard the voice of my guides. And I definitely felt the presence of God, even though I wasn't sure what it was at the time, but that was 35 years ago, and it changed my life.
So, Jennifer, when you say channeling, what do you mean? Like, do you go into a trance, and does your voice get all weird like some of these people who claim to channel, or what does it mean to you?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I always thought, gee, I wish I had that. But no, 35 years ago when this happened, what came through was not clear. And I think of our channel as a beautiful energy field around us that has to be triggered, that we all have it. And mine got triggered from this desperation and my cry for God's help. And I think of guidance like the Colorado River flowing through it. So in the beginning, the guidance was unclear, the language was different, but over the years, I did a lot of work on myself, which I knew I needed, because the energy was so powerful. And I truly wasn't capable of handling that power of the feeling of the energy and also the intelligence. And I did a lot of work on myself. And gradually, over the years, it integrated so that when I channel today, I describe it as being here and there, I always asked to put aside my ego, anything in the way, and asked for the guidance to be clear and in the highest possible consciousness. And I'm very present. I'm right there. I'm clairaudient, so I hear my guidance. I'm also developing more of the visual. You know, I see light. Sometimes I see images. And that's the way I would describe it. It's very much integrated in my nervous system.
So, Jennifer, do you, and I want to put the number out there if you have a question for Jennifer about channeling, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. You're listening to Synchronicity on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. So, Jennifer, when you're channeling, do you channel for clients? Do you give them, like, readings? How does it work?
The way it works is that if it's appropriate, I directly channel. But when I'm with a client, I'm so present with that client, I just feel the light coming all through me and the intelligence as my own voice and as my own knowing, but I know that my guides are there, as well as my client's guides being there. When it's appropriate, I directly ask. If I have difficulty in a session, I sometimes just close my eyes and I ask for help. But my guides have made it very clear over the years that I'm in charge. And I think that's true for all of us who channel, that we have to do work on ourselves to be strong enough to handle the energy and intelligence of this light that comes through us, this light and love. And that we ask guides to come through. We don't let the guides take over. I mean, that's definitely how I believe.
And so I didn't ask you this in private on the phone, but I'm going to ask you now. How would it be for you to do a little bit of channeling today, or does it work that way?
I could do that.
Cool. Okay, so we'll save that for a little bit later on in the hour. And so your book is about how your channeling can help other people to learn how to channel. So do you have any tips on how people might be able to access their own guides?
Well, there's definitely a chapter in the book specifically about that, and about how I channel. At this point, I can do it in many ways. I can do it verbally. I can do it writing. You know, it's very accessible to me. But when people aren't used to it, first I like them to realize they probably already have a connection. There are many pathways. And to me, a wonderful way to connect is in nature. Hiking, walking, being still, just feeling the presence of God. When you see the beauty of nature, of the sun, the wind, animals, quietly being with nature, hearing water, and it kind of puts you in an altered state, especially if you're quiet. I mean, you can get in that state when you're walking, hiking. I mean, people run and they get that runner's high, but I think the best way to connect in nature is a stillness. And many people listening now probably know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure you do too, Marie. Mm-hmm. That's one way. Another way is meditation. And then seeing what comes after the meditation. There might be insights, and you can write them down. What I always tell my clients and anyone that I'm working with about connecting is that it's important to have a ritual. The guides have said very specifically in my book, that's the spirit, that if you want to connect, they are waiting for us to make that connection. But they want to know that we're serious. It's not just a game. And that if someone would ask a direct question, really wanting to make that connection, asking for that stream of intelligence to come through, it probably will come through. Maybe someone would think it's just their conscious thoughts. And I also advise taking a breath before asking a question. And this could be verbally, or it could be writing in a journal or on the computer, and taking a breath after the question is asked and waiting for a response, and then realizing that whatever comes, to take it down, because it might be confused and connected also with conscious thoughts. But if someone really wants this, and they'll do it at least twice a day, they'll find that it'll eventually open that stream, and they'll know the difference between their own conscious thoughts and spiritual connection.
So, Jennifer, I'm curious, what's a meaningful question as compared to someone who's just puttering around and just playing games?
Mm-hmm. A meaningful connection would be, I want to connect with my guides. I'm asking for that connection, and I put aside anything in the way, my doubts, fear, judgment, and I welcome your beautiful guidance. Whatever it is that you want to say, I welcome and ask for that connection now. And then take a breath to clear away any of that conscious judgment or whatever thoughts, and just to wait. That it needs to be earnest. And the clients that I've worked with, they will take some time before the connection is clear. But invariably, if they do what I suggest, what I'm saying to you now, they will begin to get something.
So what kind of questions are we talking about? I mean, the meaning of life, the next week's lottery numbers, who's going to win the...
No, not questions like that. I mean, you know that that's not the whole idea of spiritual guidance. Our guides want us to realize that they're there. Number one, that they've always been there. And that they want to know that we want them. We want them in our lives. So the first thing would be just to ask for the connection.
So you don't think asking what the meaning of life is a valid question? I think it is.
Well, it's kind of big, Marie. I mean, that could
That's
be
why it needs
book.
To be asked, right?
What?
That's why it needs to be asked. People
right?
have been asking
but
that question
ask
since the beginning
the
of time.
Of life as a beginning. I mean, I would ask something more specific. I mean, the meaning of life, sure, we all would like to know that, and I know that the guides would answer that, but I would ask first just for the connection to begin it. You know, it's like any relationship. When you meet someone, you don't want to tell them your life story, and you don't want them to tell you their life story right away. You kind of want to get to know them slowly. That's how I feel. That's been my experience.
All right, fair enough. Okay, well, it's time for a break, so we
sure.
will be back in a moment. We're speaking with Jennifer Scott, and she is the author of That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, or you can catch us online at CITR.ca, and this show at CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, and on the Co-Creator Network, as well as on my own personal website, spiritualshow.com. So we'll be back very shortly with more Synchronicity.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater voted number one in East Vancouver. Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss Transformers Dark of the Moon, running from July 1st until July 6th. And then Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, running from July 14th until July 28th. For more information, visit www.riotheater.ca.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. And if you're just tuning in, this past weekend, I was in Toronto at the Optimism Cafe. Maxwell House Coffee is doing this big campaign for optimism, and they had a cafe in Montreal, and now they have one for the month of July in Toronto, and they're giving free coffee out to everyone, and they invited speakers and a comedian and musicians, and I was one of those speakers, and I'm not really a speaker, but I was like, when they asked me to come, how could I say no? So I went and had a really interesting experience. And if you want to hear more about it or see little video clips from that, you can find me on Facebook or on Twitter, or go to my website, spiritualshow.com. And right now we're speaking with Jennifer Scott. She is the author of That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours. And we've just been talking about some of the ways that you can connect with your guides and some of the questions that you might answer. But we actually haven't really got into any specific questions, Jennifer. So what are some of the questions that you first asked your guides when you were in this time of desperation in your life?
Well, before I say anything about that, I just want to mention that I think that Optimism Cafe is fabulous. And during the break, my guide said to me that they're very much enjoying this conversation and that they want people to know how important it is for us to feel joy. The more joy that we feel, the healthier ourselves will be, and the more direct contact we can have with guides. It opens
Yay.
Us up.
Hooray.
Yeah. So they want us to laugh. They want us to have fun. So getting to your question about how I initially asked questions, I must say that in the beginning I asked stupid questions. I wanted to know where my keys were, things like that. I was so excited about having this connection. And I realized as I grew that there were better questions that would help me just grow spiritually. Questions like, can you help me with my anger? Because I come from a lot of anger in my family growing up, and I think each of us have our demons. And I knew that I wanted to grow spiritually and feel more loving all the time, but that anger was something that I needed to melt away, and it is important, and my guides have helped me with it. And I've also come to understand that without the feeling of anger, I might not have as much passion as I do, because I have passion for life. So I've asked my guides to help me have more passion and to lead me towards good things for myself and how to help other people. So that's one aspect of what I would ask.
So, Jennifer, it sounds like those are more like requests rather than questions. They're like you're asking your guides to actually help you to do something.
Help me to grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I wanted to grow spiritually. I wanted to have clearer guidance, and I wanted to have help with my everyday life. Like if I were working on something and I got stuck, I would ask for more clarity. In other words, I have integrated the guidance in my everyday life, and the guides helped me write the book. They have co-authored it, and they asked me to write it into the fall of 2000 when I wasn't ready. And I felt I was ready because I wanted to help more people last year. And I know that you want me to kind of help people in the beginning, like what kinds of questions to ask.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think it's important to get the connection set up, you know, to find out if there's a clear connection, to be humble, to ask what life is like in spirit. How long have you been with me? Who are you? How can I improve my life? How can I be more connected to others? What's in my way? Because to me, the whole idea of connecting to our guides is to realize that we are made of spirit, and our physical bodies are kind of a cover of who we really are. So what I've learned over the years is that I want to be more of the spirit. I want to have that spirit be so much a part of me that there is no separation, that I just feel the flow of who I am, and who spirit is a continuum of energy. But in the beginning, it's important to make the connection, to find out about our guides, to realize that it's as natural as breathing to connect with them, and to realize that you can chat. Like in my thoughts, I can ask a question night or day, and to receive an answer, and I will respond. I can do that on the computer. I can do it in a journal. But in the beginning, you have to establish the relationship and to have continuity, to not just ask one question and get an answer, but to continue a conversation, and it will grow. It's like any other relationship. It will grow if you put time and energy into it. And our guides want us to do that. They want very much to be a part of our lives and to help us.
So, Jennifer, is there any worry of whether you're actually speaking in any given moment with these higher guides, or whether there could be other entities or consciousness coming through? Like we talk about, you know, using the Ouija board sometimes, and people mm-hmm. worry that can open you up to darker energies. So is there any concern about that?
I always think that the light is stronger than the dark, Marie. And when I begin my connection, I always have a statement that I put aside all conscious thoughts, ego, low vibration energy. I make that statement, and I ask for the guidance to be in the highest possible consciousness and purest form. Then I take a breath to clear away any of what I've just asked to clear away and to make a space, because I call it making a space for guidance to come through me. And I have never had any trouble. I said in the beginning, it was kind of shaky, and I would ask kind of stupid questions, like finding my keys. Will this guy call me? Will that guy call me? I don't ask questions like that anymore. I just know that that's not what's appropriate. It's more appropriate to grow spiritually. I mean, that's been my experience, Marie, and that's what I hope other people will do, to take it seriously, because their lives can improve. Your guides can help you with your health, with your self-esteem, with your work. They can help you with everything in your life. And I believe that more and more guides want to come through to help our planet. Because if more people can connect, then that goodness and love can just stream all around our planet, and it can help.
And so I'm curious, there's actually, so are you always connected? I mean, I guess theoretically we're always connected with our guides, but are you always tapping into that energy throughout your day, or is it only when you take the time, before you establish the connection, you need to take the time. But now that you have established this connection, does it just flow all the time, or do you still need to sit in silence and actually consciously access it?
That's a really good question. I easily access it any time. Now, I could do it right now. I'm always aware, and I would say I'm connected throughout the day, even when I'm involved in my work. I like to connect in the car when I'm going somewhere. It's always a part of me.
Okay. Well, I've never done this on the show before. I don't usually, I try to keep it positive, but I'm really curious, and I hope this doesn't piss you off, to put it frankly, but we had an email correspondence going on, and we booked the show, and I have an autoresponder whenever someone, because I get so many emails, and when someone sends me an email, they get an auto response back, mm-hmm. that I'll get back to them as soon as possible. And then I heard back from you that it seemed, and the energy I felt, like it seemed like you were really upset, like you thought I had canceled the interview.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering where that came from with you, because I'm sure that if your guides were telling you, they would have been like, chill out, there's nothing going on. Because I have to be honest, it kind of stressed me out a little bit. So that's why I'm bringing it up, and I'm just curious.
It doesn't piss me off at all. Actually, I never asked my guides about it. I probably should have. I didn't know that you had that autoresponder. And so I took it that you weren't
I was just brushing you off.
To me.
Okay.
I thought that you would just answer it, and I think I wrote to you twice, and I still got the autoresponder, and that's why I asked you, was the show canceled?
Okay.
I'm sorry that I stressed you out. I should have asked my guides, but I wasn't used to an autoresponder.
Yeah, because I get so many emails. It even says right in there, this is an auto response. I'll respond back as soon as I can, just because everyone, I get like 100 emails a day.
Sure.
I can't respond to everyone. So, but here we are doing...
You asked me.
Yeah, so I was just curious about that, because I kind of felt like, okay, well, if she's got these like guides, wouldn't the guides be telling her, like, no, the interview's on, it's all good, there's nothing to worry about.
You have to ask.
Okay.
I didn't ask. If I had asked, they probably would have told me to chill.
So they're not always just there tapping on your shoulder. You
no,
have to
they're
take
not.
The time.
I have to ask.
Okay. Cool.
But it's great that you asked me, because there's so many times when we can have misinterpretations of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm glad we got that out of the way, because
yeah.
I was really curious, and I didn't know if I should ask you that question or not,
sure.
But I'm glad I
you
did.
You can ask me anything.
All right, cool. So let's talk about what might be in the way. Actually, you know what? It's time for a break. So coming up after the break, we'll talk about what might be in the way, what could be a roadblock to you
sure.
accessing your channel. So we are speaking right now with Jennifer Scott, and she is the author of That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR. We'll be back in a moment.
Brittany!
Baby, one more time.
Xtina.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one.
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody
please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CIDR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're speaking right now with Jennifer Scott. She's the author of That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours. Welcome back to the show, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so what are some of the things that can get in the way of people being able to open to their channels and their spirit guides?
Well, a couple of things. I think the first is belief. I mean, do you believe that there is spirit? Do you believe that there is a well of intelligence and love for you? Do you believe that you can connect? I think that's number one. And ego can really get in the way. And ego is interesting because we need to have ego to feel good about ourselves. You can't surrender ego if you don't have it to begin with. But many people are so involved with that they have to do everything themselves that they don't really know how to surrender. So to me, what's very important is that you're willing to let your ego go so you can receive, to know that there is intelligence there for you. And I know that it's there for every one of you, for every one of us. But the control, the ego, the doubts and fears can keep that curtain shut or closed around us. I mean, if anyone really wants to make that connection, answers and connection might come in dreams. It might be something that will just pop into your conscious mind during the day. But definitely anybody can make that connection if they're willing to take a look at what might be in the way.
Okay, cool. And so if we want, I want to put out that number again. If you have questions about channeling, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. How long does it take you to bring up these guides if someone calls in and wants to ask them a question?
I could do it, you know, instantly, but I do want to make a comment, if I might.
Sure.
I purposely named my book, That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours, because many people do not like the word channel. People like to use euphemisms. It is definitely, in my opinion, a channel, that we have a stream of intelligence that can come through us, but that we have to trigger it to access it. And so I know there are certain people that are turned off by that word and channeling, but to me, it's really important to know that there's an energy field that I think of as the channel that we can tap into to receive the guidance. So what was your question?
My question, I think, was how long does it take you to bring these channels up if we get, or these guides up, if we have someone call in to ask them a question?
I could do it right away.
Right away. And I think it sounds like you're wanting to encourage, because that's another thing, is why would anyone take the time to connect with their guides? Well, I guess there's lots of reasons, but, you know, what if they're just lazy and they want you to do it? They just want to ask
really,
your guides,
you know, that's
questions.
A good question. That's why people go to psychics.
Yeah.
And I believe that we all can be psychics. But many people want someone else to do it for them. And they feel so good when a psychic will tell them things they already know. I like to encourage people for their own personal growth, to grow that intelligence, to develop it inside of them. The benefits are enormous. The rewards are huge. But you have to realize that. You have to want it.
So what's, maybe I'll ask your guides this question. I was going to ask you, but maybe I'll ask them.
Mm-hmm.
So how would it be for you to bring them up?
Okay, well, ask the question, and I just, it's like I turn a knob. You just give me a moment, and I'll bring them in.
Okay, so now I forgot my question. 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. I literally did forget my question. I wanted to ask them, and it was so insightful. And now
well, ask
gone.
Another one.
Okay, so...
I'll go ahead.
All right, well, let's just... Any old question to get started. Well, what's the most important question that they would like us to ask?
Okay, I will ask them. First of all, they're saying you need to have faith that there will be an answer. And we here in spirit are pleased to enter the discussion. We would like anyone in your audience to ask us how it feels to us when you ask a question. And if that question doesn't come, we can tell you that we are excited and we are elated because we want to connect to as many people as possible. We want them to know how important it is for them to ask for us. We cannot invade. We want to be very much a part of your life. Each entity in spirit has a mission, and the mission is to open a well within each person so that they can feel this connection is normal, natural, and very much in tune with their lives. I'm back.
Okay, great. So I guess my next question would be, how can we, if we're becoming more conscious, why is it that the problems of the world, where some problems seem to be solved, the new problems that we create seem to be getting bigger and bigger? If we're becoming more conscious, why is that happening?
Yes, that is a very good question. We would say that the problem is that each entity needs to take responsibility. When you take responsibility for your own life and you want to be connected to the deeper well of intelligence inside, you will always receive it. If you think you're conscious and do only what is in your conscious mind, you are not truly conscious. The only way you can be truly conscious is to find us within you. And we will broaden your outlook on life. We will give to you everything you've ever desired and more. And we will become a part of your life so that your consciousness will grow.
So who is us? Who are you?
We are guides that come through Jennifer. We are a system of guidance. Right now, because she is on the radio, there are many of us. We collaborate with Jennifer depending on where she is. We will be there in large groups, and there will be many of us. On the radio, there is a group of us to help answer any question that might come up.
So are you consciousness that has previously incarnated on this planet? Are you angels? What can you be more specific about who you are?
We are a group of guides who have been on the earth plane, and we have been with Jennifer forever. But there are many of us, and some of us leave, some of us are added depending on her growth. We will always be with her as she crosses over. There is always a group of guides with each entity, helping each person who comes through to the earth plane to decide on what they want to work on.
And so my next question, thank you for answering that, and I want to put that phone number out again, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487 if you have a question for Jennifer and her guides. And so are some of you, if some of you have been on planet Earth before, are some of you more spiritually developed than others, or once you're on the other side, is everyone pretty much equal?
We are not equal. We have different facets of information that are needed when Jennifer asks for help. We are all specialists in particular areas, and that is important for everyone to know. They think they have guides. Yes, they all have guides, but guides are varied, and depending on the human growth, we will change. We will grow with each human.
All right. Thank you. And so I want to ask more, is it selfish to ask questions about one's own personal life and personal gain?
We would say absolutely not selfish. That's what we want. We want each person to grow in every possible way, to be loving, to be open to life, to feel joy. That is absolutely what's important for each person to realize they can have more joy, more presence of spirit in every part of their lives. We want every question to be about their growth.
Okay, so I guess my next question is then, growth can be looked at in many different ways, because there could be spiritual growth, but then there's also physical, well, not physical growth, but like career growth, relationship growth, and all of that can contribute to your spiritual growth, correct?
Absolutely. We want all those questions, but about growing. Not about silly things. We do not like silly questions. We like questions that will help an entity become more attuned to spirit in their everyday life. Spirit, we are spirit, and we want spirit to be so much a part of your lives that your lives will be fuller, happier in every way, success. We want everyone to be joyous, happy, successful, and prosperous. So all the questions can be answered that will help in this way.
So what is a, this is a two-part question. What is a silly question to you? And I'm surprised that a group of higher guides would label anything in a judgmental way, like silly or... So why the label of silly? Is there such a thing as a silly question?
Yes, the silly questions would be something inconsequential, something that has to do with questions that Jennifer asked in the beginning about where her keys are. She can find that information out by going to a deeper level in hypnosis. We don't ask small things. We leave that to the entity to find other ways. Our job is not for those small incidental things. Our job is to help spiritual growth, to help financial wealth, to help health. They're bigger issues, not the smaller ones.
So are you, because some people talk about angels and guides, and they do ask for things like help finding keys, help with getting a parking spot, and it sounds like those are just not on your radar. So are you different than those angelic entities, or do you not believe that those angelic entities should be responding to questions like, where are my keys?
You know, this is Jennifer again. I want to answer that question myself, because I always get parking places and I always find keys, but it's not through the guides directly. What I do is to, when I want a parking place and I'm going somewhere and I see cars all over the place parked, I know that I'm going to get a parking place. And I think anyone listening who gets parking places will know this is what I do. I just say, I'm going to get that space. I know it's there. It's there. And I always get it. And as far as my keys are concerned, all I have to do is quiet myself and remember. It's like I do a visual intake on where I was. I do a round of pictures for myself about where I was, and inevitably I find them within just a few minutes. And I think that that's what the guides mean. Now, I'm going to ask them to answer that question, okay? That was my response, but let me ask them. We would say that the questions about parking places, keys, and other small things can be answered in the way that Jennifer described. We do not want to answer those questions. We want to answer the questions about life. You asked before about what is life about. We would say that life is about growing spiritually, growing in every possible way to feel joyful, to release darkness, and to feel so joyous, successful, and happy that you will know that that is what Spirit wants for you.
Okay. Well, I have a question that's kind of specific and kind of self-serving, and but it could possibly be related to growth, so I'm just going to ask it. I'm seeing someone now. I'm seeing a guy, and I don't know where it's going to go, but he's nice for now. So my question is, where do you see it going?
We would say to you, trust in your own instincts about this man. We now are looking through your energy field, and we can say to you that there is a small spot around your energy field that is something that's missing in your life. We say to you that love is very important for you, to move into love and to feel love surrounding you. It is love that will make a huge difference in every part of your life. Now, this man that you're seeing, we can tell you that he is a very fine person. We can feel his energy around you. And if you choose, you could have a greater relationship with him. But it is up to you to say to yourself, I want love. I want to become deeply involved with love. And when you say that to yourself, you will attract the love and the relationship that will be exactly what you want. It's up to you. You see, it is up to you, and that little hole we see will be filled.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So it is time for another break. Is there anything, Jennifer, that you or your guides would like to add before we move on to the break?
For me, no, but I do feel the excitement of this interview, Marie, that I can be here and the guides can be here, and I'm hoping that there'll be questions.
Yeah, I'm going to put that number out again, 604-822-2487. I don't know what's up today, but if you have any questions and you want to get on the air and ask Jennifer and her guides a question, the number is 604-822-2487. And if you're listening online, you can try tweeting me or you can email me, spiritualshow@gmail.com. If you can email me within the next moment or two, I can pass that question on for you. spiritualshow@gmail.com. Okay, so we'll be back in just a moment with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard.
Looking for something to do this Saturday? The Muse Art Cultural Society is pleased to announce the return of the Cates Park Concert Series, showcasing 27 local bands and artists Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. between July 16th and August 27th. Come on down and see fabulous up-and-coming talent, and be sure to pick up the compilation CD featuring every artist in the concert series. The money goes right back to the musicians. To learn more about the Cates Park Concert Series and the Muse Art Cultural Society, visit museart.ca. In the meantime, head down to Cates Park Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. and let the music do the rest.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. And right now, we are speaking with Jennifer Scott. She is the author of That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours. And if you have a question for Jennifer about channeling or you'd like to ask her guides a question, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Welcome back to the show, Jennifer.
Hi, I just wanted to say, and I was going to say this before we went on the break, to not be afraid. You see, I purposely named my book How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours, because I want to have that word and that whole concept become more normal, to not be afraid of it. So I'm hoping that people will kind of risk their fear and maybe ask a question. Would love to answer it.
Yeah. If I can fly to Toronto and talk to a bunch of people at a cafe, I think you can pick up the phone and give us a call, 604-822-2487. It was scary. I was nervous. I didn't... when they asked me, I was like, I'm not an expert on anything. I can't talk about anything, but because I just ask the questions. But when you're given an opportunity, you've got to kind of run with it sometimes, right?
And you see your spirit helps you, Marie.
Exactly. So 604-822-2487. If there's a burning question that you want to ask, pick up the phone. Because last week, someone called at the end of the show, and then they wanted to get on the air. It's like too late for that. Okay, here we go. The phone is flashing. Hi, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hi, I have a question, I guess, more for the guides.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
I'm starting a new education program, and I'm changing careers, and I'm feeling very positive about it, and just sort of wondering sort of if this is going to be something that's going to be successful for me in the ways that I want it to be, and if it's a good
sure.
move.
Sure. What is your first name?
Dawn.
Dawn. Okay, I'm going to ask the guides about this educational program. Just give me a minute.
Mm-hmm. It's like a whole life change, really.
A whole life change, sure. Just give me a minute. Oh, we say to you with laughter and with joy, by all means, this is going to be a wonderful program. Mm-hmm. Take it and move it forward, and you will receive money and you will receive help. It is a very, very important program, by all means.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Excellent. Thank you.
Does that answer your question, or do you want to ask anything else?
Well, I do have another question that's kind of another sort of along the same lines, where I'm in a relationship with this man, and it's going very well, and we seem in love and both really, you know, want to be with each other. And I'm wondering if, you know, if there would be children with this person. I would very much like that to happen at some point.
Yes, we see children here. However, you are not ready yet to make this commitment.
No.
We see you struggling in this relationship for your own identity. Make sure you feel good by yourself so that when you are with him and you have children, that you don't get lost in the relationship or with children. Do you understand why we say this?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I've had those sort of issues in the past.
Very well, then. Just know that this is a good relationship and that you will be successful and happy as long as you make sure that you are very connected to spirit, which is truly the identity that will give you confidence.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Yay! Being brave. Yay for being brave. Have
Don't
a great day.
Don't be afraid out there.
Okay. So we have just another couple of minutes left in the show. So if you do have a question, don't wait. Call us now, 604-822-2487. Thanks to, was it Dawn, for calling in? That was wonderful and great questions. So 604-822-2487. And in the meantime, I want to ask you, Jennifer, about you do hypnotherapy and
yes,
channeling. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've had a successful practice in Scottsdale, Arizona for about 20 years, and I help people at the deepest possible level I can, even though they might come to see me for weight loss, smoking. Those are the main areas that I work with, relationship areas also, phobias, golf, all kinds of issues, but to me, the deeper level is always what's most healing and helpful. I mean, even with golfers, golfers would practically give their firstborn if they can improve their golf game. It's so crazy. But very often, their problems are anxiety that they've had for many years, because when people play golf, it becomes life or death for many people, especially when they're competing. So I help people transform their lives with hypnosis and hypnotherapy, help them lose weight. If people look on my site, jscotthypnosis.com, I have a couple of really interesting YouTube videos with a client who lost 80 pounds with me, and she has maintained it just with hypnosis and connecting to her guides.
Wonderful. Wow.
Yeah, I love to help people. You know, I'm answering questions, and the guides are answering questions, and I can do that. I have abilities to do readings just like psychics do, but I love to help people make their own connections so they feel more powerful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I just want to put that number out one more time. We've got a few minutes left in the show, 604-822-2487, before Parts Unknown comes up with Chris. He's up in 5 or 6 minutes, so stick around for that. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. I'm not going to be in next week. We're going to be playing a repeat episode, just so you know. And right now, we are speaking with Jennifer Scott. She is the author of That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours. And we had the couple of questions from Dawn. Thank you so much for calling in. And it doesn't look like anyone else is probably going to call in. So I'm just wondering, before we move into closing the show, what is the one thing that you feel like you need to get across that you haven't yet today, Jennifer?
Let's see. I guess what's most important for people to know who are listening is how natural it is to connect to your guides. It's as natural as breathing, and maybe many people haven't called in because they're a little scared. Think of your guides as angels. I think of them as God's helpers. I always ask God for help. That's why I go directly to God. But it doesn't matter if you say, I'm calling on source energy, I'm calling on my angels. It doesn't really matter, as long as you know that there's a stream of intelligence, of love, to help you, that it's natural, but that it has to be cultivated. It won't just happen unless you truly want to have more of it. That's, I guess, the most important message.
Wonderful. And so if people want to get your book, That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours, where do they find that?
I've published it on Amazon's Kindle. It's also on Barnes & Noble's Nook. And if you don't have a Kindle, but you have an iPad or a smartphone or want my book on your computer, there are free applications that you can download. And then the book that you can buy after the application is downloaded will just download into that application. And I hope whoever's listening and will purchase my book, if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
And what's your website again if people want to get in touch directly with you?
It's thatsthespiritbook.com.
Wonderful.
Or you can give the 866 phone number.
Oh, okay. The phone number is 1-866-662-0939, 1-866-662-0939. And is there anything else you want to add before we close the show? I'm going to finish with a song.
I'm just delighted that I have this opportunity, Marie. You're a wonderful host. I felt very comfortable, and I hope that we've intrigued your listeners, and maybe you'll hear something, or I will, because what's most important is that people connect. That's my message.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for being on the show. It was such a pleasure speaking with you, and lots of fun, and thanks to Dawn for calling in as well.
And thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Again, that was Jennifer Scott. So I'm going to close the show before Chris comes in for Parts Unknown. This is, what song is this? This is track 4, Brahmacharya. My pronunciation is not very good. From the album The Eternal Embrace by Barrett Hersey and Prana. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Be well. Again, I won't be in next week, so I will see you again, I think, August 1st or somewhere around then. So be well. Take care. I love you so much. Have a fabulous week. Namaste.